From PRI, Public Radio International, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Ann Strangchamps, and we're coming to you live this week from St. Louis, Missouri, the gateway. A city with a lot of pride. Gateway City. Home of the Gateway Arch, the tallest monument in the United States, a 630-foot-high stainless steel metaphor. Well, think about it. An arch, a gate, is an opening, a threshold, an entrance. But a gate is also an exit, and a gate can be a barrier. It's one of the oldest and most powerful symbols in the world for transformation. So what is it like to live in a city with a giant arch, a gate, at its heart? Writer Edward McPherson.
St. Louis is a city of gates that do not normally swing wide. 5 years ago, when my wife and I moved to town, we were taken aback. Everywhere, gates, gates, gates. Gates that lock and unlock according to schedules known only to residents. Gates with signs. Private street. No through traffic. Private neighborhood. No trespassing. Gates. St. Louis is often ranked as one of the country's most segregated cities. How curious that this city's most famous symbol is an open, soaring gate. The Gateway Arch was designed in 1947 by Finnish futurist Eero Saarinen. A 630-foot tall and wide stainless steel curve made of tapering equilateral triangles. A mathematical dream rising over the heartland. 40 downtown blocks were leveled to make room for the arch, many of them home to poor bohemians, artists, and African Americans. At the dedication, Vice President Hubert Humphrey proclaimed the Gateway Arch would provide a new sense of urgency to wipe out every slum. A day or two after reading Humphrey's speech, I hear a historian say on the radio that the arch is destined to be remembered by history as a monument to the mid-20th century, to an America so powerful, so brash, so sure of its future that it would destroy a downtown to put up a symbol. There's the old joke, what kind of city would advertise itself as a jumping-off point, an exit door, a gateway to somewhere else? Here's the thing, the arch is beautiful. It changes color with the weather and hour. Sometimes sky blue, sometimes gunmetal gray, sometimes pitch black. Its shape is the natural curve a cable makes when suspended between two points, called a flattened catenary arch. The name comes from the Latin word for chain. One hot summer day, I ride a tiny tram capsule up the north leg of the arch. The 1960s space age pod barely fits five people. A futuristic female voice tells me, the Gateway Arch transcends time. The trip lasts 4 minutes. Arches, it should be noted, hold themselves up. They rise on their own weight. They compress. Higher pieces push down and out on those below. But it was never a pure construct. It sways some 18 inches, like a chain or a gate, upheld for now by forces great and unseen.
A That's writer Edward McPherson, and that's a short excerpt from his brand new book, The History of the Future. And actually, he's here in the house tonight. Edward, where are you? Stand up and take a bow.